bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Cheryl Hercus, who is the Greens candidate for Goldstein. Some say Goldstein, some say Goldstein, so you can, whichever one you want, Cheryl. But Cheryl has actually come into the studio and she was wearing a green scarf on message. Welcome, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Macca.
Good. Now, we've asked all the political party leaders, always seem to have a problem with this and some candidates, but we want to know, who are you and what defines you?
Very good question, thank you. Yes, where to start? I suppose what defines me when you're thinking about politics is that I've had a very, very long-held commitment and interest in social justice issues. My earliest memories of being inspired by people like Martin Luther King on television when I was a child, the anti-Vietnam War movement, the early gay liberation movement, the Mardi Gras, all of those sorts of things. But to add a bit more to that, I worked as an academic. I have a PhD in sociology. My areas of interest follow on from what I was just saying. I was particular interest in researching social movements and collective action. I would call myself a feminist. I've always been interested in the women's movement too and in workers' rights, all of those things. I was married for a long time and I have two adult children, but for the past 10 years I've lived with my partner Kate, so I'm in a lesbian relationship. And I did think that it was important too that Joy members know that there's more than one gay candidate in the seat of Goldstein. And I say Goldstein only because it's named after Vida Goldstein. And definitely Vida's name was pronounced Goldstein.
Goldstein, okay.
What is it, Cheryl, you think that is the most important issue out in what did we say it was? Goldstein.
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 Well, when I've been out in the community handing out and door knocking and handing out at farmers markets, for instance, the issues that come up most frequently would be global warming, our treatment of refugees, the economy, and also concerns about corruption and political donations to the major parties from corporate interests and those sorts of issues. Just going back to global warming, we had a briefing with the Bayside City Councillors a few weeks ago, and that was the top of their list, because they were telling the candidates that they're already seeing the impact of increased storm damage to jetties, so that's an expense for local government, increased erosion of the cliffs, and of course we've seen those massive floods in New South Wales and Tasmania recently, and of course we can't pin down any particular event to global warming, but we do seem to be having more and more of these. And interestingly, our Greens candidate for Kooyong, she has worked as an actuary in the insurance industry, and that's where her interest has come from, because the insurers know, you know, and they care, because it's costing them money. So there's that. I've had a Liberal voter come up to me a few weeks ago, some 80-year-olds from Brighton, very conservative area. And they said to me, we really are thinking about changing our vote this time. They remember when Malcolm Fraser came up with, you know, a positive solutions to the refugee crisis during the Vietnam, that influx of boat people from Vietnam. So they're just looking at what's happening and thinking, do we need to demonise people? Do we need to treat people so cruelly in order to deal with the refugee issue? As I said, the economy is always important to people, because we do need jobs and we do need growth. But interestingly, trickle-down economics, which is what the Liberal Party is selling us, has been totally discredited. the IMF put out a report, and they have said that it doesn't work. They've said that when you have increased income going to the top 20% of the population, that in fact GDP goes down. When you increase the share of income to the bottom 20%, GDP goes up. Now, that was also reflected in a question from a small business person on Q&A a couple of weeks ago.
But are these questions you're really getting out on the street? People are talking to you about trickle-down economics on a street walk or a
look,
door knock?
They're talking about, on door knocks, certainly talking about the fact that they don't feel that $50 billion of tax cuts to business is the way to fix the economy. People are concerned that, for instance, the renewable energy industry has been severely damaged since 2013 when the Abbott government first came in and really hammered that industry. And that is jobs, and they're high-tech jobs, and they're jobs that employ people who, engineers, metal fabricators. We had, I think there was a small business producing the blades for wind turbines, They went broke because they were not getting that policy support from the government. So, yes, people do bring up those issues, maybe not exactly in the terms that I do, but I think, the small businessman on Q&A said the tax cut will give me, I think it was about $8 a week. He said if the lower income people in my community got a tax cut, they'd be coming in and they'd be buying more coffees. They'd be buying more breakfasts and lunches, and that would improve my profit level and improve my business far more than me getting this small tax cut. So that's a concern, and very definitely people in Goldstein are concerned about corruption, are concerned. People are saying to me that they saw the article in The Age a few weeks back about the $100,000 donated to Bayside Forum at the time that Andrew Robb was negotiating the China Free Trade Agreement. So, the Greens, we have, I think we have a reputation of not being interested in the economy. But that's actually quite false. And we have some fantastic people. Our senator in Tasmania, Senator Wish Wilson, has a background in investment banking. As I said, the member for Kooyong worked in insurance industry for years and years. We have people who really do understand business, but what we're on about is sustainable business, both economically sustainable and environmentally sustainable. And we also know that if we don't deal with global warming, the longer we leave it, the more it will cost us and the bigger impact on the economy.
How does one of the Greens' policies, the increase in the luxury car tax, over $100,000, how does that play out from 33% to 50% to fund electric charging stations and stuff? I would have thought there'd be a lot of expensive cars in Goldstein. You might get a bit of resistance to that.
It isn't something that anyone's brought up with me, and no doubt there are people who have drive very expensive cars in Goldstein. Actually, the only mention I've had of expensive cars was an 84-year-old woman who I door knocked yesterday, who said to me, "Yes, go ahead, great, put a placard on my front fence. It'll be really good when the Mercedes drivers come past here, avoiding the boom gates on the rail line locally."
Exactly.
So I don't know. Look, I can't claim to be an expert on that policy area.
That's cool. If you're elected, Cheryl, what's going to be the number? We've asked all the candidates this. In your first 6 to 12 months, if you're elected, what's going to be the number one issue that you really want to focus on for the electors of Goldstein?
Oh, I always find these difficult because there just are so many important issues. As I said, I do think global warming and dealing with that is probably number one, because if we don't deal with that, nothing else is going to matter. You know, if the reef dies, we can't get it back, not in our lifetime. So that would be the number one issue. But I think that there are just so many really important issues.
Cheryl, can I ask, who are you directing your preferences to?
That isn't directly a decision for me. That is, but the local branch has a view.
What's that view?
I don't think I'm actually at liberty to say now, but I can assure people we are not doing any deals with the Liberals. So to the extent that anybody is suggesting that.
Early voting starts on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
People want to know where their preferences are
going. I will know what our How to Vote card says when we get those delivered on Monday.
You don't get a say at all?
We have put in our suggestion.
What was your suggestion?
I'm very sorry, but I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you know, Michael...
I'm practising being a real politician.
You're not
there.
Answering the question. Well done, well, that's a tick.
Michael Kroger in Higgins said that he's going to put, on his vote, he's going to put the Greens ahead of Labor.
Well, I'd be very pleased if he did. And with such a wonderful candidate that we have, Jason Ball in Higgins, why wouldn't anybody put... I just ask Michael Kroger, why isn't he putting Jason first?
Well, he's a member of the Liberal Party, I suppose he's done. Look, we've run out of time, Cheryl. We thank you so much for coming in. It's always so much better in person than on the phone. We wish you well for the election. I think, you know, out there campaigning, I don't know how all of you do it. I mean, train stations, you know, shopping centres, all that. I mean, I'd meet two people and then I'd be over it.
All that door knocking.
All that door knocking. So, yeah, keep at it. And thanks for your time. And congratulations on being the candidate and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.